4 CBA Mobile.
KN4 TFW.
KB4 CBA. Now, let's see. I know that call. I just can't put a name with it.
Yeah, it's Kent, Kilo Echo November.
All right. Ken, well, I wouldn't have remembered that. I should, though. Well, I'm headed to Zaxby's. I've been working on my car, changed the oil in it, and this thing holds 10 quarts of full synthetic oil. And I rotated the tires. I was going to put some anti-seize on the front sway bar, the rubber part of the front sway bar, because they're making a noise, you know, when I go over speed bumps and stuff, that wharp wharp kind of noise. And it's just from the rubber gets dry, and when it twists and that bar twists in that rubber, it makes that noise. But dang, those things are locked in there. I've never seen them put on like that. It's gonna take a hammer to get them out. And when I got to that point, I just said, forget it. I'll do it some other time.
Attachment to squeeze it up in there or something?
Yeah, I mean, all the ones I've ever seen, and I've seen a bunch of them, you know, they're just bolted on there with a U-shaped clamp and some pretty hefty bolts. And, you know, you just take those off and then you can pull the rubber off, and I put anti-seize on it on the inside there, and then just stick it back on. It just takes a few minutes. But this has a in addition to that clamp, it's got another piece that goes over the clamp, and it has little elbows that are bent over it to keep it from coming off. So I would have to take a hammer and beat that thing off, and it's just too much trouble to do it today. I was tired.
After you rotate the tires yourself and that, you got to jack it up one by one, or you got some kind of hydraulic jack in your garage?
I jacked it up, had it on jack stands, and but I sat on the I sat on the ground on the garage floor, and just so I didn't have to pick them up very far. But anyway. Changing oil, that thing's is a mess. Getting that oil filter, it wants to drip all over the frame, part of the frame, and part of a plastic cover. It's aggravating. So I made me a little, I give me a piece of cardboard, and I make a V out of it. Make me a little tunnel, a little chute for it to run down that chute and run into a drain, a little drain pan. And so it didn't get all over everything.
All kinds of places, so it's easy to get to when the motor's out. But man, you just struggle to keep from making a mess when you know, when everything's together. It's like on this car, it's got a big old skid pan all the way across the bottom of it in the front. You got to take all that off just to get to change the oil.
The way Mazdas were, all the Mazdas I worked on, you had a big plastic piece, at least four bolts on each, one on each corner, and sometimes they still had the push pins in them from the factory, I left those out. Because, I mean, with those bolts in there, those push pins weren't doing any good. I mean, if the bolts came out, it's not like they were going to hold it in there anyway. So, you know, once I took them out, I never put them back in.
I didn't see what all they did to put back in. I just noticed it when it was up on the rack.
Some cars, you know, there's more bolts involved, and it's usually 10 millimeter, and I wore the heck out of my 10 millimeter socket, and I had a set with magnets in them so that they would hold on to the bolt, you know, as you pulled it out, and it would drop on the floor or something, and you could just, you know, take it off the socket and hit the next one, and you know, just makes life a lot easier, and you know, if you're trying to get into a place that's kind of tight, and you can use that socket to get in there, and the bolt won't fall out of the socket. We used to put a piece of paper and then slide the bolt into the socket, and that piece of paper would hold it in there so it wouldn't fall out. That's how we used to do it.
There's a little trick you learn how to do when you have to keep fighting something that's aggravating and that. So I figured for sure you were headed to Marco's this evening.
Yesterday, I'm at Zaxby, so I'm gonna go in, and I'll be back in a second. I gotta pick up my order here at Zaxby's, and this is usually a dead zone right here. I must have stopped in a good place. But I'll be back in a minute. KB4CBA.
FW standing by.
N4DJC.
TFW, is that Jerry?
It is. Hope you're well this afternoon.
Right now, watching the black clouds roll in.
A little bit of rain here today, not much. Just this afternoon, the guys are clearing a lot off next to him, and I hope they get everything done before it starts raining later on this week.
For some bad storms tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, as warm as it is, it wouldn't surprise me a bit if we had some thunderstorms coming up. It sure was nice the last few days, but I figured today and tomorrow it's going to be kind of tough.
It was a beautiful day today, except it was a little bit breezy.
It was downright dusty here in Anderson before lunch, but I think it's died down a little bit now, but it's pretty breezy. But it was nice. We had some sunshine for a while, and then it went away. Didn't show back up.
What you been up to today?
Anything, just outside, keeping an eye on what's going on with the clearing of the lot and people running lines and seeing where they're going to start digging stuff. Just been kind of following up on seeing what's going on, making sure that I didn't get too much on my side of the property line.
The house?
It's been vacant now for over 25 years and changed hands a bunch of times. This one's the last two or three maybe in the neighborhood that hadn't been developed. This subdivision's been here since the mid-60s. It's just got to the point where I guess where they've run out of places inside. We're in the county, but we're close to the city limits. I think it just got to the point where they decided they were going to build on it and spend the money to clear it off. It has some huge trees on it. Big sweet gums and poplars and one big hickory tree. And one of the poplars, it was over 100 feet tall. The guys took it down good. They took it down without having to top it out, which I hadn't seen anybody do anything like that without causing a big mess. But they knew what they were doing. Got it damn fine.
Okay, before CBA.
Yeah, come on back in here, Dave.
Hey, Jerry. Well, I tell you, that Zaxby's is quick there. They have the order ready. It didn't take 5 minutes for them to get it ready. So and they had it sitting in a little, they have a little box, and they had it sitting in one of the little cubby holes there. So Jerry, you said you hadn't been up to nothing. I can't believe that.
I didn't say up to nothing. I should have said up to no good.
Wow, we got some, I'm sitting here in Wade Hampton headed back to the house, and there's some dark clouds over toward the north and the east. It looks like a summertime thunderstorm coming up.
Corey again.
Yeah, I'm just right here on 290 headed, I guess, west. And yeah, it looks pretty bad back over Paris Mountain and everything. It looks like we're in for a heck of a thunderstorm for sure.
Our address, yeah, it's just gray. A little bit of light rain earlier, just a sprinkler too, that's about it.
It's been real windy at the house, and it's kind of calmed down a little bit. But boy, it was rough there for a while. It was blowing furniture over on the deck, and we had to go get some of it and bring it inside. The rest of it's too heavy for it to blow around, but well, so we might get some rain.
The week's supposed to be a washout, isn't it?
There goes the tennis.
Came out here, but it's going to be out for just a maybe a minute or two. It's going to pile back behind those clouds.
You can play tennis in the rain. It keeps you cool.
Well, you go ahead and try it and let me know how it turns out.
Clay courts ought to be nice in the rain, Dave.
Put all the water off of the ball every time you hit it.
The ball's like a sponge, and then you're hitting it with your racket, and it's bad for your racket because it's bad for your strings, and it'll lessen the tension on the strings and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's not the kind of thing you'd want to do. Plus, even if you're playing on hard court, the lines are slippery. They're real slick. And you step on one of those, you bust your rear end.
Had a time or two when it wasn't completely dried out. It's been a long time since I picked up a tennis racket. Did ask, am I getting into the repeater okay? I'm on the run 5 watts.
I'm wanting to say 73 to you guys, and that I enjoyed it and that, but I am pulling into the driveway. So you guys have a good evening, stay safe, and I look forward to catching you another time. 73, KN4, TFW.
Ken, have a great afternoon. Good talking to you.
Forget what I'm pulling the garage too. So, Jerry, it looks like we're going to leave you with it unless there's somebody else in there. But anyway, y'all have a good evening, and I hope you have a good day tomorrow. We'll talk to you later, KP4CPA.
Good talking to you. Take care. M4DJC clear.
TFW monitoring.
For HKX. Hey, Ken.
How's the day?
Not too bad. You?
Can squeeze a quick walk in here.
You better hurry from the looks of it.
Bad up your way.
No, it's supposed to be in severe storms this afternoon, I believe.
Yep, what it takes to run one of those, and that looks like that thing might be big enough.
See, like I said, I'll try it when I get home. But, or you can take and try it at your house, either one.
If you don't mind, I think about going ahead and dropping a hammer on it. What do you think, two units and one charger, one solar panel?
That's for max thing you could do is one solar, two of the batteries, just because that way you can change them out. You know, everybody wants to go with a bigger one, but if you got two smaller ones, you've got more options. So just something to look at. And if you do some research on EcoFlow, they actually have some of them where you can hook them together. So you might want to do a little more research before you just buy that one.
Put them together and that, you can hook the panels together, but I'm, and you know, even if you had one that you thought was big enough, it's still probably going to be using more than you're putting into it.
Like I said, just do a little more research on it, that way you know what you're getting for sure, but you're welcome to try that one I got and make sure it works, and because there's several different options out there.
Have a refrigerator, it shouldn't pull too much wattage, especially when I was reading up about them, it says, you know, once it's good and cold, it doesn't use a lot of power.
Battery backup, it's 1,200 watts peak and 600 watts a run, so, I mean, that should run your refrigerator.
Different kinds of cables, separate different ways to charge it.
It does. You can charge it in your car. You can charge it with the solar panels. You can charge it with AC voltage. I mean, there's just several different options.
If Jeep has an inverter plug in the back.
For HKX, if you watch, Amazon puts those on sale sometimes. They'll put the smaller one on sale for like $50 off, and then you can buy the battery, the additional battery, and put on it, and you'll come out a little cheaper that way. So unless you're just in a hurry for it, you might want to wait around a little bit for that too.
You sent me, is that the full 600 and something watts, or is it just 200 and something?
I'm pretty sure that one I got was sent you as a 600 watt, but I'd have to go back and look and make sure.
Battery, KN4GFW.
Yeah, it does have an additional battery. The small one, you take the bottom plate off and then put the additional battery on and put the bottom plate back on. The very first one I got, because I have two of them, the very first one I got, I actually done that way, and I saved like $50 doing it because I found it on sale, like I was telling you. But the second one, I needed it right now, so I just went ahead and bought it.
Long into it. Sounds like a hot item.
Like I say, you just got to look at that yourself. But they do put them on sale. EcoFlow actually sent me an email today. I hadn't looked at it.
Tonight, when I got a little bit more time, I decide what to do. And then, but your panel that folds out, it folds out into like four, or is it just one?
To be honest with you, I don't know on that one. I've never used it, so I always just charge it off the 12 volt or in the house at night. The solar was just a backup for the house if I ever needed it.
The wind turbine.
I said you were in a wind tunnel. That sounds like I can barely make you out.
Yeah, 20 mile an hour breeze. You all right?
Car's probably moving in then.
Like, man, if you have one of them wind ones, you make it charge at night if it was windy.
You can make a little wind turbine to do something like that on that real EcoFlow anyway. Wouldn't be that hard to do.
Gas prices, where you're at today?
I haven't looked at gas much today, but where I'm at right now, regular unleaded is $3.99. Premium is $4.49, and diesel is $4.69.
Oil was like about $130 a barrel, and they're talking about maybe going up to $200.
I actually found diesel fuel just a little while ago for $4.34 a gallon. We think that's a good price on it now.
Not that. Pup smells something, but you can't zero in on it.
Just a going, isn't it?
Back forth, backtracking and everything, and she knows there was something out here, just can't figure it out.
You're getting off here pretty soon.
Yeah, how his day went today.
Today?
Oh,
the German plant shut down because they were getting wiring harnesses from the Ukraine. And so since they can't get wiring harnesses, I think they sent his plant, like, chips and that, so they can keep running.
Somebody's sitting back thinking about self-reliance right now.
Everything out now that you don't have the facilities to do it, and you dang sure don't have the workers to do it, and you don't have anybody that cares to work.
I mean, that's going to be the next issue. Even if you wanted to do it here in the U.S., you don't have the facilities or the people, so now what?
An envoy to Venezuela to talk to them about some oil and that, so that we can make another communist country get a lot more money in that, where they can take over a couple other countries down there.
That then Venezuela and Iran, Iran.
How stupid can you be? I mean, you'd make them all suffer if you just opened it back up.
Don't issue that challenge.
It's like they wanted it to go sky high and inflation to be terrible and that, and then you can blame it on Russia.
Sorry, I just don't blame it all on Russia. Not that they're not doing wrong, they are. But they were given the opportunity by policies put in place. So that's one of the reasons they're doing what they're doing.
On that one, KN4TFW.
Turn on your raised flower bed or garden bed, whatever you want to call it.
My full of stuff. I look for a whole bunch of dead, you know, wood to put in the bottom, and I put leaves, and I emptied out some old flower beds and some flower pots and that, and I'm trying to fill it up with some stuff where I don't have to buy a ton of stuff from, you know, from the store to fill it up. And that, and then I was going to work on that lawnmower, and I'll be darned, I can't find them gaskets to save my life. I looked for 2 hours on Sunday, and so I had to reorder them, but they're here today.
If you ordered them, the other ones will show up.
Amazon box, and somehow because it was just a couple of little gaskets, it didn't have no weight to it, and I accidentally trashed it.
That before. My wife fusses at me all the time about leaving stuff in boxes. She's like, don't do that. We'll throw it away. So, KO4HKX.
Mountain?
No, I am meeting another distributor to pick up that Pelican order that he and I placed. I got to get my portion of it.
Something in?
Yeah, and it didn't take extended amount of time either. It was less than a week, and all of it, all but two pieces of it shipped.
We get some Friday, some chemicals for the lab that got ordered in July.
For HKX, that's what you call a timely delivery.
I ordered some Royal Purple grease early February, and it's not even going to ship until the end of this month, so I got to go out and find me something else to substitute it with.
Time doing that.
All chemicals to make stuff. I mean, we're struggling at our plant. We got other plants that didn't plan ahead enough calling our plant to see if we can spare chemicals to make product. Flow tells you how much is being drawn on it, right?
Yes, sir.
Nothing to know.
Come in handy so you didn't overload it with anything. Look online and see what the wattage is for your particular refrigerator and see if it will do it, no problem. Just depends on what kind you got.
New one, you know what I mean? Like, I looked it up and it said, you know, it's very full between here and here. And depending on the age and stuff like that, and if it was already at set, and so it was well within in the parameters of that one.
Press with it on the trailer. It done me a good job.
One of the ones that I had looked at.
Used to look at in that category.
like that, you go crazy looking at them, trying to compare and figure it all out.
When I was looking, I looked for a little while, and then finally I just said, okay, what's the one that gives me the highest wattage for the least amount of money? And I got to looking around, and that's what I found. So, at the time, and that's been 2 years ago.
Using a couple of years?
No, I haven't. Even bouncing around in the trailer and all the moisture and that environment there, so it didn't have any problems. The cold, the heat, it worked fine.
You pretty much used it every day.
Trailer. And then what I would do is I had everything run off of it, and then the generator just charged it back up. That way the generator would stay at a constant RPM and wouldn't the best fuel rate, fuel consumption I could get out of it.
Charges up on, on 120, like in a couple of hours, right?
Yeah, it said 80% within like an hour, if I'm not mistaken. But I was impressed with mine, so that's why I recommend it.
What's the advice?
On Amazon tonight and just look it up, and then go to EcoFlow's Amazon page, and they got like four or five different varieties of backup battery systems you get, or inverter, generator, whatever you want to call the thing.
It's only like 20 pounds.
I don't think it's that heavy. I mean, basically, it's about the size of a old Igloo lunchbox. If you remember the old ones that had the flip-over handle and the whole lid come off, it's about that size until you put the extra battery on it, and then it's about 3 inches taller.
The small lunch boxes that they had, or the medium-sized ones?
The small one, the flat lid that would hold just like a six-pack of drinks. It's honestly about that size. It's not that big.
The house, I'm going to say 73. You tell Miss Elise we said hey, and I hope you have a safe rest of your day and enjoy your evening. KN4 TFW.
Ken, good to talk to you. You tell Miss Susan we say hello and enjoy your evening, and I will talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX.
KO4HTX, KO4WWC.
Ken, I believe it is. I'll have to get back with you. I got a phone call right quick. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
WWZ, testing.
WWZ, this is KZ4TMA. How you doing? This is Simon in Greenville. I'm not sure if you were looking for a reply or just listening to yourself, but wanted to let you know that you were hitting the repeater pretty well.
Simon, this is Chan. I'm very glad to hear that report. I just got a brand new to me, Motorola NiceTrack Mobile. And I just got done installing it in the car. How's my signal strength?
Good to hear. Really glad to hear. Last time we talked, you were on that Bofang. No, you sound really clear. You sound much better than I remember. Well, definitely better than that first day on the Bofang when you were having a hard time getting out. But you also sound much better than the second time we talked. The second time, I think you had still the Bofang, but with a better antenna, perhaps. You sound really good. Can I ask, do you know how many watts you're putting out right now? Are you on low, medium, or high? Do you know about how many watts you're transmitting?
For WWC, I've been told this radio puts out 25 watts max.
That sounds good, and I'm not sure what I can't remember your location, but I think from where you are, 25 would be plenty. It clearly is. I mean, you're hitting the repeater well. As you explore the repeater, you'll probably find a setting for the transmission power. It might be low, medium, high. On mine, it's low, medium 1, medium 2, and high. and the manual should tell you how many watts each setting is. So if you know how to do that now, I'm happy to stay on for a minute, and I can tell you how well you hit the repeater, even on your lowest setting, or we could do it some other time. But the nice thing about that is it can let you know if you really need to be transmitting at full power, or maybe you can still hit the repeater on the low setting, which just, you know, lets your radio not work quite so hard every time you transmit.
L4WWZ. Simon, I don't really know how to do that with these radios. It's an old Motorola MaxTrax. Let me tell you something. I'm enjoying it already. The audio is perfect, and it sounds like I'm transmitting perfect. And I might just come out and get on the net with this tonight, because it's going to be a lot better than the handheld.
No, again, you're coming through really well for me. It's a little scratchy, but it's nothing I'd complain about. You're fully audible. I can tell everything you're saying just fine. And yeah, it could be that it's an older unit and it doesn't have the low, medium, high settings. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm really glad to hear you got it put in. Well, what kind of antenna are you running?
KF4WWC. To be honest, I really don't know what the brand is, but I do know it's a 2-meter mag mount.
No, those 2-meter mag mounts, like you said, they don't often, I'm not sure the brand often makes a lot of difference. You can pick those up pretty easily, and they work really well for their purpose. So, again, you sound good. I won't be able to join the net tonight, but I hope you get to give it a try. Sounds like it'd be a much better experience. And, yeah, but tell me, now I'm just curious, what is your location? I'm trying to imagine if you're putting out 25 watts. Remind me what your location is. I'm just wondering how far it is that 25 watts is doing so well on the repeater.
I'm a mile south of downtown Liberty right now, sitting at my friend's house.
Oh, yeah, well, listen, man, it's a good signal, so I hope you join the net tonight. And, you know, keep in mind that when you're mobile, and I'm mobile right now, too, you know, you can move 5 feet or something, and it can drastically change your signal. So, I mean, with 25 watts, you're probably fine, but whenever you park where you're going to be for the net, you might want to do one more signal check and see if somebody can reply and let you know how you're coming through. And after a while, you'll get used to it, and you'll know what parts of your own driveway work and what parts of your own driveway don't work, that kind of thing. But the first time you're in a new location, it might be worth checking. But I'll let you go. I'm going to go on inside, but I'm glad I heard you through your call sign out there. So congrats on the new equipment, and I hope you enjoy tonight. KO4WWZ, this is KZ4TMA, and I'll be clear after your final.
4ZTMA, KO4WWZ, thank you for the QSO. Looking forward to checking in on the net tonight. This is KO4WWZ, and I'll be clear.
4WWZ, KN4CHY, before you get out of here. KN4CHY, stand by.